Good afternoon and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Kyle Gassett in Opelika, sitting in for Carolyn Hutchison. And today we're telling you to pack your virtual bags once more as we're going on a radio trip to another interesting location in our listening area. And remember, it's staycation season, so we're looking for places with minimal drive time required and a smaller bite at the gas pump.
He not only lived what he believed, but he talked it.
That's Hattie Kelly, a former school teacher who in a 1976 interview was describing Booker T. Washington, an educator, orator, politician, and the first leader of the Tuskegee Institute, a job he began in 1881. Mrs. Kelly graduated from Tuskegee in 1915, the year Washington passed away.
We had a feeling that Booker Washington felt that you should meet the needs of the people. It wasn't that he thought you ought to make bricks all your life, but if you didn't have a house and you wanted it, then go out and make the bricks.
And nowhere was Washington's philosophy better exemplified than at the Oaks, his home in Tuskegee, which he moved into in 1900 with his wife Margaret and their three children. The impressive three-story home is now a national park, and it stands today across the street from the Tuskegee campus, where I meet Professor Charlie Thompson and park ranger Shirley Baxter, who tells me it's no accident that the house is made of brick.
It's a Queen Anne-style house, three stories. It's made of brick, of course, and that goes back to Booker T. Washington, wanted to be self-sufficient and started the brick yard here on campus. And went through a lot of struggles with trying to make the perfect brick, but by 1899, when this construction began, they were making about 1 million bricks a year, and a lot of bricks went into this house. And actually, we got the Queen Anne-style house here because of the designer, the architect, that was Robert Taylor. And he was the first African-American to graduate from MIT. And that's what Booker T. Washington was trying to do. He was trying to bring the brightest African-American minds to this school, not only to share their knowledge, but to serve as mentors for the students. Because so many of the students that came here came from really rural areas, and they had not been exposed to any kind of life like this. So this was good for them to see what they could do, their potential.
So this house is an important marker, not only for the history of Tuskegee, but for who Booker T. Washington is.
Oh, it's no question about it. In fact, probably the Oaks receives it the least amount of treatment, but it might very well be at least in the top two most important structures on this campus. I would say Tompkins Hall, which is across the street over here, is a very important structure because of its size, if nothing else, you know. But this house, this is a house, this is a home. And when it was built, there quite simply was nothing like it in maybe in central Alabama, but certainly not in Macon County. This road here was the main road to Montgomery. Anybody going west out of Tuskegee had to come down this road. And this house was built here for all sorts of purposes, including that purpose.
Well, let's go in. Feels much better.
Feels a lot better in here. Yeah, you notice how dark it is in here. It was typical that Victorian time period. We have the dark paint, the dark carpet, the dark wood, and that was typical of that.
So what are we looking at here?
Looking at the parlor area, and one of the main things that when people walk in, they notice the piano in here. And that was, the person that played the piano was Portia. That was Booker T. Washington's daughter. She played the piano. She actually studied music abroad, came back here, and taught music on campus. So that's one of the main features that you see. He actually had three children, Portia, Booker T. Washington Jr., and then Ernest.
You might also point out these lights are electric lights. I don't know if there was another house in Macon County at the time that had electric lights. And the reason that they were able to have electric lights is that the institute was producing its own electricity at the time, right?
It was the first home in Macon County to have electricity. The first building in Macon County to have power was the original chapel on campus. It is actually also was the first home to have indoor plumbing.
Oh, the dining room.
It's the table set pretty fancy. Booker T. Washington and his family, they dressed up for all their meals. They invited faculty members. A lot of times for breakfast, they'd invite faculty members and they would discuss different issues. They also invited students here. Famous people visited the house. So it was pretty important that they had the table that was set pretty fancy. And also, it was the students. We mentioned that this was a training.